Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi there. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord. I'm your host, and I am delighted that you are here today. This is officially our second live show. And it's been an interesting road because in 2 weeks, I managed to crash Skype and the internet twice. So I think I figured out a good solution to make this work, but it's been really fascinating to watch how technology is not always able to hold our energetic systems and what we're putting out into the world. If you have found that your cell phone, your computer, your hard drive, anything is breaking down, it's because your energy is not a match with it anymore. So I've had to do some reworking to make this radio show happen and to encompass everything that it's doing on a global level. So thank you for being here, and apologies if you were listening last week and we had to end the show. I think I got through 20 minutes and I wasn't able to call back in or anything, so we're trying again. Today's show is focused on exploring who I thought I would be in my life. This is about looking at our roles beyond the titles that we are given in society, the professional titles we claim for ourselves. This is about expanding into the fullness of your being. We are going to talk about how experiencing new possibilities of yourself, capital S self, is so important right now. And at a soul level, it's why you're here. It is what you are here to experience, to claim, and to contribute back into the world. We're also going to talk about astrology, of course, but it's going to be in context to the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse that we've just been experiencing over the past few weeks. I know that these energies have been really big. I've been talking with some of my clients who have been going through a lot, and that is just the trend right now because of how fast the energy is moving, how much we are able to process and move through ourselves, and what we are here to really focus on. It's about getting clear. At the same time, there's a lot of release that happens with that. These eclipses are our friends with this process. It probably doesn't always feel that way. But we're going to talk about the spiritual significance of eclipses because there's some good insights there that are going to be reminders to you, especially on a soul level, that all of these eclipses happen for our best and highest good and that the intentions are truly beautiful. So we're going to talk about that and tap into that energy. And also today, I'm really excited to tell you that I've had a special presence in my life for the past month or so. And it's the presence of Whitney Houston. It came to me really quickly and really suddenly and caught me off guard because I have not opened my energy field to receive a lot of visitors, shall we say, from the other side. I guess I just haven't been ready for that, and I haven't really considered it as something I want to do. But she showed up, and I hope I can explain the energy to you well, because her energy is so gorgeous, it brings tears to my eyes. And she's had a special message that I am honored to share and so honored to pass on to you that I think is going to be really beneficial. It's also very much related to this topic of exploring who I thought I would be in my life. There's only divine timing, right? So, of course, this message would come through at this time. I'm actually going to start with the Whitney Houston energy and that message, because I feel like it's a really good starting point, and it's something that we want to build on throughout this show. When I felt her presence around me for the first time, it felt incredibly angelic. And I saw it as these bright bursts of yellow, pink, and white. Those three colors blending together, working together, in and out. And the lightness and joy and harmony of those colors together were her pure essence. I was overcome with emotion because my mental self went into doubt and questioning and what is going on. And yet my emotional, spiritual self knew this energy so well and felt it so strongly. I could hear her voice in my ear. I could hear her talking to me. Over the past month or so, I've been feeling different energies come through related to her. As an astrologer, I had to look into that. I had to look into this because, as I mentioned before, it seemed really random to me. I had no idea that I would be receiving such incredible energy. So I looked into Whitney Houston's astrology chart. And I was looking at it and, you know, okay, sure, I can see how these pieces fit together. I can see how this composed her. I see how what she went through in her life is coming through in her astrology chart. Now, some pieces were starting to come together about her, but I didn't understand how it related to me. And then something clicked, and I started to look at her chart compared to my chart. And it turns out that between the two of us, there are 9 conjunctions. 9. What that means is there is a amplification of similar energies. Now, we don't have the same rising sign. We don't have the same sun sign. We don't have a lot of the same, exact same qualities, but it all lines up in a way that was really phenomenal. I've never met someone I've had 9 conjunctions with in my life. So this is very rare. If you were to find someone you have 3 conjunctions with, that's something to get excited about. But to have 9 conjunctions is pretty incredible. If you are an astrologer and know a bit about astrology, the conjunctions also include her rising sign and her ascendant, her midheaven, in addition to her moon, her sun, her Mercury, and so on. There are quite a few overlaps there. So when I noticed that, I thought, well, there it is. Ding, ding, ding. That's why there is this energetic infusion. It's because there are overlaps in our energy. Good news for you is that there are not overlaps in our singing abilities. I will not start belting out anything. Don't worry. I'll save you from that. So when I understood what that was about, I really got quiet and calm and allowed her presence to come through. And as I mentioned, it brings tears to my eyes. It's this incredibly pure energy. And so my first inquiry was, well, what is the purpose of this? And what is it that I can be of service of? How can I be a conduit for this energy? And what came through, and please excuse me, I might start to cry. What came through was this message of love and acceptance about yourself. And I don't mean that in a very love yourself, accept yourself. I'm talking about a deep, deep soul level connection to your true essence that allows you to fully embrace all aspects of yourself that are love. And what I felt with Whitney's energy is that she ended her life filled with shame. A lot of shame. A lot of shame because she wasn't able to fully accept herself in regards to every part of her life and every part of her that needed love and acknowledgement. She died with a very big secret that she was not able to share. She didn't have the courage to share it. And that's where her shame came from. It stemmed from this inner feeling of, I want to do this. I want to share who I am. I want to put it out to the world. And yet the fear was so big, so strong and compelling that it trapped the energy within her. And this is why there was so much drug abuse and alcoholism and escapism. It's because she was hiding from herself. And if you have experience with anyone who's gone through addictions or yourself, if you've gone through that, and even if not, addictions usually stem from some type of self-worth situation. And for Whitney, it was really related to her close family and not being able to show them who she really was. And so she created this facade that would keep them happy. And it made her incredibly miserable. I'm crying. Excuse me. And she chose to leave. Every soul chooses when they want to depart. And she chose to leave with very loving intentions. She left because she could see that at a human level she wasn't going to be able to overcome this in the way she wanted to, and that she felt more powerful revealing who she is after her death. And so this shame that was inside of her was a disease, essentially, that she felt she couldn't cure in her human self. And even though it tore her apart in some ways that this was her exit strategy, she also felt that the higher good, the best possible resolution and mastering of this lesson at that time was to leave the earth plane and to do this work at a different level, at a higher level. She has a very strong agreement with her daughter, a very strong soul level agreement with her daughter to complete this. I feel like maybe this summer, but she has something orchestrated that's going to reveal who she is in a way that will both potentially shock some people and create incredible compassion and understanding. It's like that final piece comes down and makes the picture clear. I'm seeing the image of an archway over a door, and that middle piece of an archway that keeps it together is called the keystone. And I believe it's either a Greek or Roman architectural term, but that keystone comes down and it's like the top piece, the triangular piece that fits in and makes the arch possible. It's almost like she's going to drop in her keystone that makes everyone see who she was more clearly, and it explains so much about who she was and what she wanted to offer. And it's going to be beautiful for some, and it's going to be very difficult for others. Her family, specifically her mother and close siblings, family members, aunts, uncles, relatives, are probably going to have the hardest time because a part of them did not want her to reveal this about herself. And that was one of her inner struggles and inner demons, was related to people who wanted to keep her smaller than who she is. Wow, that feels really big. And so it kept her in this cage, and it kept her tangled up in herself. And she a part of her knew she did the best she could, and that there is still a way for her soul to master this lesson of being courageous and being herself in a new way. Okay, just a moment. I need to take a drink of water. So when this announcement comes through, and I'm feeling it's going to in the next few months, if you can hold a space for her that is loving, that would be the best way to amplify this energy of honoring someone for the fullness of their being. And it's important to note that when you honor someone else for the fullness of their being, you are also honoring yourself, and you are honoring every individual who's included in that energy. It amplifies, it multiplies, it keeps growing. And if we can just be the anchors of love, it's amazing. I feel like this revelation, the secret, is going to be incredible and really be joyful. That is the intention. And the energy, the energy I'm also feeling from Whitney is that she wants every single person to remember that where you come from is bigger than who you are as a human. And who you are is bigger than where you come from. And the light of your soul, the light of everything you can do and accomplish, is not fathomable to human comprehension. And all of that makes being you to the fullest and best ability one of the most amazing experiences of your soul. We are here right now to be that fullness and to keep moving forward with the reconnection of all of our divine gifts, everything we can offer, everything we can be of service for, and be a conduit of giving and receiving. Everything has this flow to it. And when you are in your full expansive essence, you are that conduit for yourself, for who you live with, for your pets, for your community, for your country, for the globe. It just keeps expanding. So please know that everything you are able to do, everything you agree to do at this time, is so divinely supported and so divinely needed. And the changes we're all going through, the drastic level core stuff that's coming up, is beyond what we may have imagined our lives to include, but at a soul level, it's incredibly necessary, and it's why we're here. Just a moment. So I'm going to allow that energy to pass through me, come back, get a little more grounded in my stomach, in my solar plexus, in my feet. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. Okay. Thank you for allowing me that moment. So this is a excellent segue into our topic of releasing the titles and roles of who I thought I would be in my life, and allowing more room for the expansion and creation of new titles, new roles, new ways to be of service. We are living in a time of such divine, unprecedented change. It's only going to speed up through the next 3 years, particularly. June is an energetic gateway of 2012 and into 2015 and beyond. This is all coming at us in different ways, different areas of our lives. And we are essentially letting go of previous versions of ourselves as part of our divine purpose and our soul's will. Our soul's will to grow and expand with these incredible shifts in energy. Astrologically, I look at this and see how in the 60s we had huge revolutions and transformations and upheavals, and everything that led to collectively and individually is still referenced. What we're going through in the next 3 years is almost like a decade scrunched into 3 years, and a increase in what can happen during that time. So I guess that's one way of saying that we ain't never seen nothing like this. It's going to be new, big, huge. We're already feeling it, but it's only going to increase. So if you can find a way to really ground and center in yourself regularly, it's going to help this process even more for you. It's going to help your physical body. It's going to help everything that you're going through in your life, because regardless of the changes that are occurring all around you, you have control of your energy field and you have control of what is within you at all times. So I think that's a really key point to this expansion, because we're moving forward at a rapid pace. And there isn't always a way to get your mind around it. It's not a mental thing. It's a spiritual, energetic, emotional thing that we're dealing with in a deeper way. So what I'd like to look at is how these expansions of self are showing up and how we are really releasing. And I say really because there's no middle ground. There's no middle territory. There's no 1 foot in, 1 foot out, in some ways, in some levels of our life. There's no in between. Some of us are going to be playing the roles of a bridge and allowing people to come over, showing them a gateway, showing them an opportunity and a path. But even though we're a bridge in between, our energy is on one side of that bridge in order to ground it. You need to ground yourself on one side, and that is key right now. I'm going to share with you my own story about rebirths and deaths, because I've had numerous rebirths in my life. It's something that I didn't understand until probably even a few years ago, but my life has been about rebirth on so many levels. I'd say it's the one continuous aspect of my life. The one main theme is rebirth, death, rebirth, death, rebirth. I think I've had maybe 5 or 6 that I can consciously remember, and they're all regarding changes in jobs, changes in my life dreams, changes in where I've lived, changes around relationships, and especially the inner stuff, the inner spiritual work and inner growth that I've committed to. I've had a lot of deaths and rebirths. Some people might have one in their life, and that is perfect. Some people might just have a physical death with no spiritual changes and no energetic beginnings and endings, and that is also perfect. We each have different roads we're taking, and yours will be yours, just as mine has been mine. So really love yourself for that, wherever you are right now within your own process. About 10 years ago, I met an amazing woman who I learned about the universal spiritual laws. I learned about how God works. I learned a lot of really fascinating principles that guided my life and guided my dreams. And she was a doorway for me, bringing me to a lot of deeper questions about my soul's path and what I was here to do. And I had asked her, well, what do you see me doing? And I was in a place in my life where I was just wondering what my next career was going to be. And I was, let's see, maybe 24, 25, maybe younger than that, actually. So it's over 10 years ago. And she told me what she saw me doing and how she saw me being in the world. And it made me scrunch up my face. I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all. I had no context for this role. And I didn't know what to do with it because I thought I was going to receive advice about where I needed to direct my energy next or where I needed to go and apply for a job next. You know, I was thinking of, with more of the lower mind, which was my regular mode at that time, and not understanding the bigger picture and the bigger spiritual purpose that my soul had picked for me and that I had committed to. So she shared this role with me, and I said, huh, all right, well, we'll just see. Sometimes when you meet someone who's psychic, you think, well, maybe I'll just be proving them wrong pretty soon. But nope. No. Here it is 10 years later, and I see that the description she gave me is unfolding now. It's been unfolding for a bit, but now I'm finally at a place where I can claim it. And it's because beforehand I wasn't ready. I had a lot more to go through before arriving at this place. I had to allow the process to be revealed to me and to unfold. So maybe you can identify with that. We are moving through a process right now where we are expanding our self-definition, and we might have an idea or a hint of what's on the other side and where we're going or what it's going to look like, but we're living in a time when nothing is certain and nothing is truly known because we're creating it. So who you thought you would be in your life, professionally, personally, in society, has an opportunity right now to grow in ways that exponentially cannot be fathomed, cannot be understood. And this, you have to have a willingness around this and the intention for it. There are going to be numerous people who don't want that, and they are going to stay right where they are. And it's important not to have judgment around that because every person is needed for certain roles. There are some people who are playing support roles during this great transformation and shift, and their energy is needed to be a grounding sense of routine. There are others who are not willing to be aware of what's going on, not willing to tap into a bigger picture. That is also a beautiful role and is needed right now. There are some who will be all about fear and all about all the things that can go wrong and play into the mainstream media and play into all the fears of the world and war and terror and all these other energies. That is part of the role of Earth in a bigger picture. Earth is about the dynamic between two different polarities of energy. So at this time, those fearful beliefs are not going to go away completely. But what is happening is that those of us who are moving with the intention of peace and moving in a space of openness and expansion are going to come into contact and create the life that we've always wanted beyond what we could imagine in our dreams. We're going to create the life of being in heaven, for whatever that means for you, the life of abundance and ease and joy and connection and service and all those qualities that are innately in us. That is what is happening with this expansion. That is why what we have been doing for many years no longer fits, because it's too small. It's too small. And those false identities that you are holding onto and possibly grasping onto, it is your free will whether or not that's serving your best and highest good right now. If you choose to hold on to a job or a house or a relationship or whatever because it fits a part of you right now, there's truly no judgment about that. If you want to release it and go for something bigger, that is supported as well. We are really looking at bigger self-definitions than the globe has known. And by self-definitions, I think of it as, well, I see it as your self-definition is soul. I am a soul. And then everything below that is sort of a pyramid. It's a pyramid of titles. It's a pyramid of your energies and how you direct it and what you want to be your foundational energy, where your middle energy is, where your top focal point of energy is. I see it as a pyramid. And what we are doing right now is we're shuffling around some of those bricks to create the pyramid that really serves the full expansiveness of you as a human being and you as a soul. So maybe sit with that for a bit and visualize a pyramid of you and what would be at the foundation. And maybe at the foundation are some of the roles you've played before, but you're moving them down in priority and they're not as important. And other roles are coming in, and maybe they're out of nowhere, and maybe they're ideas that you didn't realize you could do, and yet it's effortlessly coming together that you have these gifts and abilities, and it's unfolding before you. Anything you want to do right now is really supported in a way that is incredible if you're able to connect it to your soul. If you can connect it to your soul energy and put it in that pyramid somewhere, you're going to see yourself expanding more fully. Sorry, I'm stuttering for a moment because I'm having all these images flashing through my head and I'm trying to pinpoint them, but it's coming in too fast. Slow down. Okay, so the pyramid is you, filled with all your different skills and abilities, and okay, beautiful. And it's being arranged as a mosaic. Oh, I love it. Oh, I got chills. A mosaic. So the form might be a pyramid in terms of priorities, but it's a mosaic of different light. And it's encompassing all of your light, all of your talents, all of your gifts. It's not just, oh, I do this from 9 to 5 and that's who I am. No, that is just a partial piece of this giant mosaic that is your soul, that is your soul's fingerprint of light. Okay, just a moment. I need to take a breath. Okay. Oh, I love that. I hope you can picture that. A really amazing mosaic of light that includes all these different colors, shades, intensities. I look at everything I've done professionally. I've done a lot. And that's what I like. I like change. I like mastering different skills. And I see it now as how all of my different professional experiences have brought me to a place that's allowing me to launch my dreams. So, for example, I've been a banker. I've been in retail sales. I've been a career consultant. I've done administrative work. I've done event planning for groups of 30 to 3,000 people. I've studied politics, and I have a master's degree in international relations. I have been a teacher. And I have done work with digital marketing and online marketing strategies, including email. So I have all these different components in my professional life that create this resume that supports my dreams, my bigger dream. And I feel that it's true for many of us. In the professional world, maybe you look at that resume and think, well, what do you do? What's your expertise? And my answer is, my expertise is what I'm defining for myself that incorporates all of these talents and skills that is beyond one thing. I mean, this is about being your own corporation. I don't really like that word. It feels so corporate. But you know what I mean? It's like you are your own entity, your own brand, your own company. And you have everything you've done professionally that has led you to where you are and where you want to go isn't about limiting you. It's about expanding you, if that makes sense. So, for example, yes, I did work as a banker, and I did work as event planning, and I did copywriting, and I do marketing. But all of that comes together to make me more efficient and more clear about my dream and how I want it to unfold. And this is just for me. I realize that some people have had very linear career paths, and yet that doesn't matter because you are still a mosaic of light. You are still bigger than your single definition or one role you've played. You are so much bigger than that, and you are expanding beyond it simply with your intention. Something that just came to my mind. A few months ago, I met a really nice man, very successful. We were at a conference together, and he was sharing with me his life resume, I'll call it. And he was talking about the jobs he's had and what he's done and everything he's accomplished. And yet, at the same time, everything he was sharing was ending. The job was gone. The relationship he was in was over. He had some possessions around his house, but I could tell he didn't have a connection to it. And it seemed like he was feeling a bit lost, and almost there was a little bit of a victim energy there, like all this stuff has happened to me, and I don't know where I am right now. He led every conversation basically with the I have, I do, I like, I want definitions. He started with all these external things that were about what he had accomplished and created and who he was, and it was limiting because he is such a nice, caring person, so smart, like has that genius quality, you know, like could invent the next thing. Very determined, very successful, and yet he wasn't aware of his I am state. He wasn't aware of who he was as a soul outside of those definitions. And so here he was going through a phase of life where all of those external definitions were being removed. And there was he didn't know what to fill in the gaps with. We were talking about astrology, and we could see where our energetic matches were. And I realized that, you know, we came together and we met with because on a soul level, there was something that I had to share with him and something he had to share with me about where we were at this phase in our journeys. And one of the things I shared with him was that, you know, on a soul level, everything is falling away in your life, not because it happened to you, but because at a higher level, you want it to be gone. You want to expand. You are ready for what's next. You are ready to move forward into the areas that you agreed to learn and master. So it's important to know that as we're going through these big changes, you are never a victim. They don't just happen to you. It's because at a soul level, you agreed to release this part of your learning or to release this phase of your life. There's something about it that you agreed to. So if you can sit with that for a moment and own it, and own the fact that as a master, as a soul, as a empowered being, you are ready for what's next. And chances are it is an expansion of what you've been doing. It's an expansion of how you've called yourself a certain title, and now you're moving beyond that. At the same time, we are humans, and I'm not saying it's necessarily easy all the time, but what I would offer and suggest is to find someone who is an energetic healing expert. See what modality calls to you, and focus on working with some of these feelings, emotions and changes on an energetic level, so you can just clear them out and say goodbye faster. I had a wonderful session a few days ago now. Wow, I can't keep track of time. And it was with this woman, Nancy Nicholas, she was amazing. We were doing some deep level stuff for me, and there was anger there, and there was grief there, and she was able to describe the scenario and release the emotions energetically so that I didn't have to go through all of the deep anger and deep grief. And that helped me beyond words, beyond what I can say. I can think of three incredible healers right now that I would highly recommend, and I'm just going to share them with you. I hope that they are okay with that. I feel like they would be, or else I wouldn't be guided to do it. But so Nancy Nicholas, and she is at empoweringlightworkers.com. Beautiful, intuitive coach. She's empowering. She just has this really gentle, loving way that she works with your energy. Another person that I simply adore is Jill Renee Feeler. And I've had sessions with Jill that have been really, really incredible and healing and insightful. And I recommend her. I truly recommend her. She is at beaconforlightworkers.com. That's Jill Renee Feeler. Excellent for clearing energy and getting into the depths of your soul. And then the third person that comes to mind is Valerie Farber. And she has this new working with a Metatron, and does this incredible healing long distance healing. I'm losing my words. Apologies. She does long-distance energy healing in a way that is just really unique and special. Again, I've never had anything like the session I had with her. And you can find her at A New Dawn Arising. A New Dawn Arising. She does long-distance healing, like I said, and really gets in and works with you swiftly. And has a lot of insights to share. I just loved it. I loved all three of these women were great. There are a ton of great energy workers around. This is a great time to make sure and establish a practice that you're helping move this energy through you. So I realize I've gone a little bit over. Usually I go to the halfway point and then talk about astrology, but I felt that all of this was important information that we needed to remind ourselves that now is a time of expansion. And as we expand, things need to leave our life and need to be complete. And it's about gratitude for the lessons that were learned, gratitude for what came to your awareness, appreciation and blessings for every person who has brought you something, because at a soul level, they bring it with love. And if it's time for that to turn over, make sure and send that energy into the earth so it's transformed and transmuted back into the earth with so much love, so much appreciation, and it can come up and be harvested in a new, higher manner. This topic is endless. I'm finding I could just keep going with it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to leap into some of the astrology stuff right now, because the spiritual purpose of eclipses is tied into these expanding self-definitions. And what I want to look at first is that solar eclipse we had on May 20th. Now, if you're on Blog Talk Radio listening to this, you can probably see on the webpage there that a few days ago I did a 30-minute show on the lunar eclipse. And then I also did a show on the energies of June as well as a guided meditation. Both of those shows go over in more depth some of these energies as well. So if you're looking for more information, I'd recommend going there. I'm just going to go over briefly the spiritual purpose of both of these eclipses and what it's about, so that on a grand scale, you're able to see this, everything happening in the purpose of it. So a solar eclipse, like the one we had on May 20th, is about a starting point. It's a starting point of energy. It brings in a new energetic layer into the Earth's atmosphere. And these energies stay in place at least 6 months and beyond. Some energies come in and they stay for a few years, if not many years, and they get activated through different transits. And the solar eclipse that came in was really about a starting point in how we speak to ourselves and how we communicate with ourselves and how we think and what our mental processes are. A solar eclipse is more of an external experience. It's more about the collective. It's more about all of the things that we can see in our vast general awareness. Then we turn our attention to a lunar eclipse, which just happened a few days ago. The lunar eclipse is more of a personal, emotional experience. And a lunar eclipse is about completion and closure. This one was really strong, and I felt like it was more about emotional purging, that there are some things that are really complete. They're really done. And these are related to energetic layers that came in years ago. It could have come in with a previous eclipse or through a solstice or through another energetic entry point. But this lunar eclipse was really about some big endings. I've seen that theme come up too across multiple messengers, across client readings I've done with other people who are going through big things right now. There's a lot of big stuff that's ending. And by big stuff, I mean relationships or jobs or your own emotional process. There's things that are really done and really over. And this is where we go into, well, the energy work of clearing it out on multiple levels and really moving it through us, but also with the intention of gratitude, coming back to gratitude for what someone showed us, what we learned with them that we could only learn with them. What cycles and themes are over? These cycles and themes go on for lifetimes. I have had some big things come up about a cycle I've been involved in with somebody for multiple lifetimes. We went to the root of how that started and rewrote it, like energetically cleared it. And I have felt such a shift this week in what is done for me. It's something I can't quite explain or mentally wrap my mind around, but I think you know what I'm saying. When something is so big and the cause of it and the continuation of it has been going on in these energy cycles for lifetimes, when we end it, it's huge. It's huge. So it's a good week. It's a good time to give yourself space. Give yourself space right now. Don't force connections. Don't force reaching out to somebody if you really aren't into it, if your heart isn't there. Don't force communication. Don't go above and beyond if that's not really where you're at. Don't allow the lower mind to guide you right now. This is about being in touch with your higher mind and your higher purpose and trusting that needing space is healthy. It's a boundary with love. It's a boundary. And allow others their space. Some people really have no idea what's going on for them right now, and they don't know, consciously why stuff feels scary or big or fearful. You don't have to solve it for them, but you can give them space to figure it out. So I would really honor that in other people right now. This lunar eclipse is a private process, and it brings up unconscious emotional needs. It brings up our internal process and what we haven't looked at. Oftentimes, the lunar eclipse will show you your dark or shadow side, although I like to look at it as like it's kind of like less light. It's your less light side. It's behind your back. You can't quite see it, but you know it's there. And so you find that mirror that shows you what's on your back, what's in that place behind your neck that you don't quite see, but you know it's there. And that's what a lunar eclipse does, is it shows you where there is the potential for more light. So I see the eclipses as illumination and potential. Illumination and potential. The solar eclipse is our illumination. The lunar eclipse is our potential. Excuse me, I needed to get a drink of water. Lunar eclipses and solar eclipses happen in pairs. This time around, we have the solar eclipse first. Sometimes we have the lunar eclipse first, and that changes the energy. So this is really about now retreating into ourselves to release what we're done with, bless it, love it, appreciate it, work it out. If you need to do energy sessions throughout the month, thumbs up, that's great. But just really let it go on a deep, on a big level. One of my favorite quotes is, how you end is how you begin. How you end is how you begin. Because the energetic ending point is also your energetic starting point. And that is why coming to a place of gratitude is crucial in how you start again at your next vibration, at your next level. So if you can hold the intention of getting to gratitude with whatever you're working through, I feel that there's a lot of big stuff for people right now. I'm feeling it in many ways. So if that's you, really love yourself right now and know that it's all part of a bigger process. Eclipses are about change, about moving us forward, about getting our soul to the next level. And eclipses were invented by us. On a soul level, we energetically created eclipses so that we would keep moving forward, keep having a catalyst to drive us ahead in our learning, in our lessons, to show us where we need to focus our energy next and to show us where our energy is complete. So these eclipses happen because we created them and because we want them. So on some level, we're really open to them. Even though they can mess things up at times, or it appears that they mess things up at times. Remember, you're never a victim. This is always something that you at a soul level want, and you are here to experience them. I find that really empowering to remember that, oh, right, I signed up for this because I knew I could handle it, I'm ready for it, and because really when it gets to the heart of things, everything is love. And when we're connected to all that love, it makes our learning processes smoother. We will have the next two eclipses in November, November 13th and November, I think it's 28th. And at that time, the eclipses are going to start to shift. They're going to shift energetically. In the past few years, we've been dealing with Gemini and Sagittarius eclipses. And then it's going to shift into Scorpio and Taurus. Gemini and Sagittarian energy are about change. They're mutable energies. They have some elastic to them. They move around. They're searchers and communicators. Gemini is more cerebral, where Sagittarian is more of a fire energy. It has more of a spark. So we've been going back and forth between the Gemini and Sagittarian energies. And what they have in common is teacher and student, learning, knowing, sharing, communicating. These are really basic. I could go on. but I just want to give you an idea of this is what we've been moving between with these eclipses. And in the fall and into 2013, the energy shifts into Taurus and Scorpio. And these are Taurus is an earth sign, Scorpio is a water sign, but they're both fixed signs, which means it's not about being flexible, it's about standing in your energy. Standing in and feeling solid about who you are, about your self-worth, about your transformational process, about how you want to be in the world and demonstrate your worth, your value. It's a very different energy between the flexibility and lightness of Gemini and the adventurer and mutability of Sagittarius. So we're completing that energy and moving into a new dynamic in our soul's growth. So just a heads up about that. And related to this is that Saturn has been in Libra since, let me think, 2010, late 2010, I want to say October 2010. In the fall, Saturn is going to move into Scorpio. And that's moving from the energy of relationships and partnerships and the communication processes and sharing around that into Scorpio, which is going to take things to a deeper emotional level, and it's going to see where we've been responsible with our own transformation. I think and I'm feeling that when Saturn moves into Scorpio, we're going to see more about who has been open and willing to do their transformational work and who has had resistance. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with people who agreed on a soul level to do their transformational work and held back, and who agreed to do their transformational work and has been in process with it, and what Saturn will bring about as a manifestation and reward of that work. So please know that as we're going through these deep changes, there are rewards that come about as a result. There is, you know, the universe always is in balance. And when you are churning things up and you are releasing and you are setting the intention to let it go so that something new and bigger and better can come in, the universe will deliver. And Saturn is about that. Saturn, even though we get a lot of, you know, he gets a lot of bad rap because he is the taskmaster and he can feel harsh, Saturn is really going to be ready to give us a clear reward and manifestation of everything that's been happening and everything that's been churned up. So please know that there is a lot that's going to come of this. If you're really into keeping your commitment to your soul. So I want to make that point because we're going through a lot right now. The rest of the year, it's going to get intense at times because that's what this year is about. And whenever there's chaos, it's all about returning to peace and calm within your being. And that is where you have control. I said that at the beginning of the show. That is where you have your mastery. That is where you are in charge of your energy. It's that wonderful saying of you can be peaceful inside regardless of what's happening outside. And some people are going to have that at an extreme level, and some are going to have it less so. There is no judgment. It's all in divine order. Everything is happening as it should. We all agree to do this differently and in different times. And in different manners. So let's remember that when there is so much going on and it's really easy to fall into judgment. The energy of judgment holds us back, and everyone is playing a role in what they are here to do. I'm looking at the time. We're just about up. So I'm going to take a deep breath here. And now that I've had a little space and time from that download of the Whitney Houston energy, if you want to go back and listen to it again, you might get some new information. I feel like it's one of those things where there's energetic layers encoded in not just me, but just the energy that's coming through. So if you want to go back and listen to that again, I feel like it's a really loving reminder of how much love you are composed of and how much love is in your being, in your cells, in your marrow, in your bones, that it's all there. And you are so needed at this time. If you've been on this journey for a while, you know, you can doubt the destination at times, but we are doing so much incredible work collectively and individually. And if you can honor that in yourself and acknowledge that in yourself and be open to the full essence of your own beauty, the rewards are only going to show up and be that much richer and that more beautiful. So on that note, I would like to thank you very much. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, you can find more information on ConsciousCoolChic.com. If you want to like our Facebook page, I'll like you. If you like the page, I'll like you back. And also, you can follow along on iTunes. That is going to be live. I hope it's live by now, but it's going to be live shortly. So you can download this show and other shows onto your iPad and iPod and enjoy it on the go. Thank you so much for being here. I love you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is my moment. I waited all my life. I could tell it's time. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.